This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Josh Bernstein. Josh, I don't know how much longer we can tolerate the demon rats. That's a good name for them. Both Judge Pirro, yourself, and I came up with the same name a year or so ago. The demon rats are now talking about adding a little add-on to legislation so that you won't be able to get high-dose vitamin C like we do. You'll have to have a script from a doctor. They're trying to destroy everything, even when people want to take natural therapies and alternative. For example, I still argue with people that think that the vaccines are safe. They're not. The vaccines, if you don't take the proper antioxidants and so on, will cause all kinds of havoc to you. For example, under 30, if you're taking them, they can cause a cardiomyopathy, but it's easy if you take our latest thing I've added is the ellagic acid malignoblock. It can prevent the damaged mitochondria, and that's the reason why ivermectin was helpful, not because it's an antiparasitic, it's because it gets rid of super apoptosis programmed abnormal mitochondria, but our stuff is even stronger, malignoblock and the ellagic acid. Now, what's going on in our society is the Democrats believe the lie, which is, you know, a major lie of government from the last century or so. I remember de Tocqueville's visit back in several centuries ago to America from France, you know, and he made the statement that eventually, you know, society goes through various stages. Big government's always bad, whether it's big Republican government, Democratic government, social governments, communist government, fascist government, big government's always bad. And the Democrats are hell-burnt that you're not going to be able to make any personal decisions, eventually not own proper property, and be forced to eat meat patties made from bug carcasses and eat garbage and drink, you know, recycled water from industrial waste. And you'll be smiling happy because you'll have a little brain chip in your brain, maybe, or you'll be so brain-dead from all the vaccines and so on, you'll just go along with the program because if you open your mouth, you'll be worried that you're going to get slapped into jail. I even hear this from relatives. If you say more about the vaccines, but Dr. Diggle, you're going to get attacked by the U.S. Marshal. The U.S. Marshal won't show up in my house. They have to have a justification for it. I'm not violating. If you want to take vaccines, take them. But I'll put rescues in front of them because they're going to hurt you. And in IG subclass M, it only produces antibodies against the spike protein. Yeah, you get a little tiny bit of immunity, but not worth it with the risk. And if you simply took antioxidants and other things, your infection COVID would be almost nothing. It would be like less than even severe flu. What they're doing now is they're experimenting with the public with a toxic thing they know will reduce fertility. 80% of women who were injected were pregnant, miscarry their babies, 80%. 100% of people show positive D-dimer tests showing they show microclots in their blood, 100%, not 60% or 70%. We know that the vaccines can be rescued, but you have to take my nutraceuticals. You can't just go take crap off the street. And if you take my first line defense kit, you can kill the virus completely and won't need to worry about the virus at all. Now, this big tech government basically didn't authorize ivermectin because they couldn't use the emergency authorization. And yet they're taking away more and more of our private decision to making for anything, from whether, you know, we're trying to get states passing laws for vaccine, for voting rights, which will actually increase if you're black or Hispanic or whatever. If you're properly organized, it'll increase your ability to vote, not less. So I got a kick out of the statements, like everything that the come out of Jen Psaki's mouth and over, you know, the arse of Joe Biden, which is his mouth, because it's where his political anus is his mouth, and you know, lying hyena Harris. These Democrats are hell-bent, and they're losing votes. I mean, it's amazing how many people have lost their... The world Democrats have lost their consideration of demon rats. So how much longer do you have to suffer under these son of bitches? How much?
I can't answer that, but it doesn't matter if they're losing votes. They know they're losing votes. They don't care. And if they're going to strong-arm the electorate and they're going to steal or try to steal the next election, if we run out of our ability to defend ourselves through free and fair elections, we will take matters into our own hands in a completely way.
Yeah, you'll see a violent revolution, right? The public rising violently with all their weapons they have in the military and the police. We're violently going in and taking these capitals and the federal government down. We eventually then, you know, the Second Amendment is not to kill, coyotes in your front doorstep or in mountain lions. We had a mountain lion a few years ago in our house. It's to stop government out of control, isn't it?
Overreaching, overbearing, tyrannical government.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to tell you right now, the government is very damn close to it, aren't they? They want to collapse the dollar. They want to collapse the food supply. They're using weather-based satellite weapon systems to cause water surges and droughts. They're not dealing with primary water and then getting primary water up for people to so they can work the water supplies for food production. They're cutting down our gas and oil lines. At the same time, they're opening up in Europe from Russia to Germany. Everything that Biden has done is like, I call it the anti-Midas touch. Everything he touches turns to horse manure. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's crazy is what it is. It's crazy, and, this is a hostile takeover of the country. You can't say it any other way. It was a hostile takeover.
And by the way, when I hear people, even relatives, tell me to shut up, Bill, or they're going to come and get you, come and get me some, bitches. I'd rather die on my doorstep, inhale of bullets, than inhale of vaccines. Now, I can take the vaccine and still take nutraceuticals to stop it. I know even more now how to do that. But I don't want to have to take something that's threatening my life and then have to take a ton of nutraceuticals, which I can do, to protect myself from something that is experimental because they want to just do it because they're in control of my body. No, they're not. And some of the bitches in government that think that they're our elected emperors, they're out of their effing mind. And I can tell you right now, there's a lot of people who think like me, and now a lot of Democrats and independents are kind of likewise reacting. 70% of blacks want more police in the cities. Like, where do these people get off when they want to get less?
Because they're the ones that are being victimized by all the crime.
Yeah, exactly. So, I have people of every nationality, friends that are black, Hispanic, whatever. What about the Cubans? We should let, if they're letting all these people across the border from all over the world, why don't they let Cubans? You know why? The Cubans haven't been burned by communism will be solid Republicans. I can guarantee you, you're not going to find a Democrat Cuban in Florida, are you?
No, you're not.
You're not going to find it. It's going to be a Republican, period. Because they want liberty, they want personal autonomy, they don't want to be able to make a profit, they want to run a little business, and they're good, hard workers.
So, plus they appreciate freedom because they haven't had it.
Right. So the fact is that Joe Biden doesn't want to let in, say, 20 million Cubans into the country because he's scared shitless that it's going to completely overwhelm the numbers they're trying to do by bringing people from all over the world. They think if they get them handled, they'll turn into instant Democrats. That's what's going on here. And the Democrats think they can buy their way into power in the future. They're delusional, aren't they?
They're all delusional.
So, Josh, what's the timeline here? Because, Arizona's already won. Pennsylvania and Georgia are on the way. There's other states cooking it up, and remember, on the timeline, in the next few weeks, they got to get their audit going, or it's going to be too late. The Democrats will run out the clock, and before you know it, we're in the 2022 election.
Correct.
What's next?
And that's exactly what they're trying to do, and believe it or not, that's what the Republicans in many of these states are trying to do as well. They're saying, well, we're getting up to that point where it's too close to the 2022 midterm, so let's just move on and let's just forget about it and let's just, concentrate on 2022. Well, I got news for you. Those Republicans are all going to lose their seats, number one. And number two, we're not going to win in 2022 if we don't get to the bottom of 2020.
Exactly. In other words, it's the end of a responsible representative of America, of representing American citizens. If they can steal the last election with a guy who couldn't fill a parking lot, Joe Biden, to come out of his basement shelter, who can't put a sentence together with those flashcards in front of him, it's just disgusting. That's why I call him the cadaver in chief. We have a cadaver president. He's not really alive. It's like he's been kind of electroshocked into moving by Jen Psaki or somebody else behind him,
Susan
Rice. Yeah, he was
calling for his mommy in a press conference or something. He was calling for his mommy.
Right.
The guy's mind is made of mush.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't made any better by taking the shots, which he did, on top of the fact he had vascular predementia beforehand. But he's been a bad boy all along. In the 1990s, when he was totally well aware, he totally backed up the idea of the United Nations New World Order, didn't he? He's a Bilderberger member. People have to understand this guy is a member of... He's a Jesuit, too. He's a Jesuit and a Bilderberger. What do you think of this fact?
Let's him what he is. He's a fake Catholic pedophile who is corrupt, bought and paid for by China, and, you know, doesn't care about America, only cares about filling his pockets at our expense.
Right. It's amazing. It's amazing that he is literally the scum has risen to the top of the barrel, hasn't he?
Yeah, and his son is no better. His son learned how to be a scumbag from his father, of course. You know, his daughters are all, you know, whores. I mean, it's the whole family. It's disgusting. Jill is the skank. You know, the list is endless.
What do you think is going to happen this summer? Because here's what I'm predicting. I'm predicting the gyrating housing market is going to drop like a rock, the prices. I'm predicting food shortages, electrical shortages, and production chain of everything you want to buy in the grocery stores or whatever is going to be significantly dropped. And I'm basically expecting violence to get considerably worse before it gets catastrophic. How's that? This summer is going to be a summer of hell, as far as I can see.
Yeah.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
I get some pretty nasty predictions here. I think that the public's going to rise up. They're going to start doing things like their home gardens. They're going to get their private things. Maybe put a lot of string of lines of cans up so they can know if someone's coming, like U.S. Marshal. They're going to be clever. They're going to have pipe bombs ready. They're going to be ready to deal with people that are going to try to invade their home territory and force vaccinate them at gunpoint or haul their ass away to civil detention. They don't just have these guillotines and these civil detention camps for nothing. And all these body boxes because they want to kill a lot of us. And people are delusional. They think, oh, no, they'll never do that. you're a freaking idiot, and you're going to die stupid. Now, I'm not afraid to die, but I'm not going to submit to these son of bitches thinking that they're my God, and they can tell me what the hell I can do and what I can put in my body. They can go to hell. And I can tell you that if Americans have start to grow some cojones and balls, men and women, then the government will kind of slink away really quickly and just disappear. But they're getting away with murder because whenever they test something, the public doesn't respond with a violent response back. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about, like, pro se litigant actions, political actions, thousands marching down to the city capitol and arresting the governors and state people, like, you know, Governor Whitmer, for example, in Michigan State. She's getting away with more and more crap. I mean, they're passing more legislation to get these people away from shit rather than putting them deeper into trouble legally. And to me, if we keep tolerating this stuff, we're going to be done.
We can't keep tolerating this. We have to stand up. And if we want to save our country for ourselves and for future generations to live in freedom, then, you know, we're going to have to do whatever we have to do to make sure that that happens.
My guess is that and this is just a guess, that things might happen quicker than we think, that something's going to happen in Georgia and Pennsylvania, and once we reach that threshold, the states will end up voting, and we have enough states to actually one vote per state, that Biden will be removed by as possibly as early as August, but my guess is it will be probably in the fall. But we really shouldn't be waiting or standing back, a lot of these Republicans are doing, because 2022 is not a solution to 2020, is it? If you think you're going to have a fair election in 2022 after they've stolen this election, you're delusional, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think people realize if they start taking away your guns and force vaccinating you, you might as well just kiss your ass goodbye because you're going to soon be in a body bag, right?
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, if they come after the guns, that's the end right there. They'll never get our guns. They'll never get our guns.
No. Well, they'll get our guns one bullet at a time, like Charlton Heston said years ago. Remember he said that?
Yep.
Yeah. He always had that dramatic voice, and he said, they never get my gun, one bullet at a time. I'm thinking I get a character. He's what a character. What's the timeline you see? Because, you know, you're very solid on not making excessive speculations, but I really feel food shortages, power shortages, a major, you know, loss of this and that for the public, people are going to reach the, what they call the extremely PO'd stage, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I think it's going to happen before the end of August, people are going to lose it. They're going to go, that's enough, friggin' enough. Especially if the government tries to go back down to lockdown, which they're talking now, seriously, masks again and lockdown. And you hear Fauci, he's still talking. Why is this son of a bitch not in jail or in prison or executed already? What the hell's wrong with him?
Yeah, really. He's been wrong on everything. He's lied on everything.
And he yells at you while he's lying, too. And he points his finger and yells at you while he's freaking lying. What a crazy son of a bitch, isn't he?
Yeah, I showed video last week of Peter Dzek talking about manipulating viruses in the lungs.
Right.
Doesn't get any clearer than that.
Yeah, gain of function is to take an animal virus and modify it so it can infect humans and kill humans. And you know how much money he said, according to this, one of the guys that I listened to, his name is Matthews, $191 billion in the last 15 years was spent by Fauci and his buddies here, U.S. labs and foreign labs, to get gain of function to turn these biological weapons. And we have all the components of the Chinese. Yes, eventually they decided to declare their war on us, but their stupid idea was they vaccinated their people, and that's what created the plague. The vaccinated people in China, going back to Belt and Road Nations, caused the plague. That's how stunned the Chinese were. They thought just putting an aerosol spray in the air would make the plague spread. No, viruses have to be in a vesicle inside a human being as a carrier. This idea of just spraying the virus as a particle is stupid. It doesn't attach to anything. It's like spraying a crystal that can't attach. It has to be in a live vesicle. So the vaccines, just like in 1917... are the vehicle to spread the plague. And what's going on right now is now they want to force vaccinate more people. And the people who are vaccinated want to defend themselves. Well, I'm taking the vaccine. I'm fine. Oh, really? How many people have died? How many people have died or gotten sick because of the vaccines? I know the numbers are many times more people died from the vaccines than died of the virus, right?
Oh, no question about it.
And that's not just the virus data. It's the data from Europe and elsewhere. So it's not really open opinion, is it?
No, I mean, if you look at VAERS, like I've said before, only 1% it gets reported to VAERS. And it's not like, you know, hospitals and doctors and clinicians and emergency rooms have to report. There's no law that says they have to report adverse conditions and deaths from the vaccine. So if it's only 1% being reported voluntarily, it's probably 100 times that number.
Right.
Well, the official
I deal with it every day, and I hear people...
A quarter million.
Yeah, when I hear people every day trying to tell me, you know, even relatives, like, oh, the vaccines are not that dangerous. That's because you're taking my supplements. If you're not taking them, you'd be in deep trouble. Now, we know all the young people have been vaccinated to get cardiomyopathy because all their mitochondria are being poisoned in their heart muscle. Now, my supplements like elagic acid and malignant block will clear those things, and then you take our Power C Plus or Cell Defense, et cetera, et cetera, and they're fine. But if you don't take my fancy supplements, you're going to be replaced because you're going to get sick and or die. Now, people say, oh, you won't die. I say, really? So it causes mitochondriopathy, it causes spongiform changes to your brain in a year and a half to 2 years, or you go into heart failure, or you develop polycystic organ problems or autoimmune disease, and you have a serious autoimmune disease, and you're not going to get problems or even cancer caused by the vaccines. People are delusional. Why do they believe their own lies? Why? When the data actually shows, and they say, well, the only people in the ICU that are dying are people who are unvaccinated. That's not true. I think the number that I've heard is almost like 50-50. And, you know... Even the newer strains are increasing their severity. There's no proof that there's any protection from the old vaccines for the IgG subclass M, which basically gives you antibodies to protect against these new, you know, the Lambda strain from Peru and the Delta strain from India. None. No protection. But those that don't want to scream their head off when if they get loud enough, they think, well, you have to listen to me because I'm louder than you. You're full of shit. How's that? The vaccines are not protecting people. And if they don't protect you, why are you taking a vaccine that can cause harm to you and it doesn't show you any benefit? If they just simply took my first line defense kit, they would prevent themselves from getting sick or dying. Even ivermectin, in fact, in the use of the emergency use authorization, the ivermectin is something that was completely inappropriate, right? Josh, your comment, right? Because, you know, they use this authorization to go ahead and do the toxic chemo vaccine into us.
You know, obviously this is a worldwide problem. With, you know, these globalists coming after freedom-loving Americans. And I was reading an article on the Gateway Pundit that talks about how Bolsonaro in Brazil and von Storch in Germany and many others are trying to form their own world alliance. So in other words, instead of globalism, you know, protecting freedoms and liberty and prosperity and based on Christian beliefs and principles and values. And I think it's time that, you know, people that are pro-Christian, like Vladimir Putin and, of course, President Trump and Bolsonaro and, you know, Nigel Farage, many of these world leaders, they need to form their own group.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering remarks to note the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The president saying that he's calling on Congress to make new laws that ensure that people with disabilities get paid more than minimum wage.
I've also called on Congress to eliminate the discriminatory sub-minimum wage provisions that too often keep people with disabilities from getting good jobs.
In St. Louis, Missouri, a mask mandate is going into effect today, in which everyone 5 and older must wear a mask in indoor public places as well as public transportation, regardless of vaccination status. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt tells Fox News the mask mandate is a violation of people's freedom.
It's a complete failure. It's about control, and people have had enough, and I'm going to stick up for the people in my state who've had enough, and that's why we're going to file lawsuits.
USA Radio News. A civil rights pioneer who faced violence when registering black people to vote in the 1960s has passed away.
Bob Moses, a civil rights activist, died Sunday.
We, the people who have the responsibility to keep the Constitution as a live document.
Moses was 86. He played pivotal roles in voter registration drives and sit-ins during the 1960s. An educator, he taught school for several years in Tanzania, Africa. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The numbers are piling up as Chicago is coming off another violent weekend. Police say at least 73 people were shot and 11 victims died in the city between Friday night and early this morning. In one shooting, a 15-year-old girl and 17-year-old were wounded by gunfire in the backyard of a home. The older teen was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. The other victim is in serious condition. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
So, John, to summarize, I'm moving forward. I have three more companies I contacted. I got one light last night as he contacted me back and did make a contact yesterday. I got my email. If we do get negotiations, we're working on rewriting and re-upgrading the patent quite a bit, which is good. I did learn some things while I was over at this time fighting for my so-called study over at First Nations, but that's not going to happen in any way, shape, or form. I will be handing it over to a big tech company, and when we do, I'm going to try and negotiate that they pay for the cost of the capsules and the lab tests. So anybody joining the study will have to pay a cent. They'll just be paying, giving their blood in order to get the test done. Once we have the study, we don't need to actually force everybody to have blood tests done unless they want to prove their immunity. We'll just be selling the capsules. My guess will probably end up with what I call 3-packs or 7-packs. If we find only 3 capsules all you need, we'll sell 3-pack of capsules, which you'll be able to buy at the pharmacy, or we'll even just ship directly to you from online. And then you'll simply take them, and if you want to do a blood test to see if your immunity is improved, you can go and order the test for your doctor at the lab, and we'll direct you which lab to do so, where you can identify the energy subclass 4 indicating you've got immunity. I want to keep it real simple rather than make it complicated, so that when we do move to other companies, we may move more than one company doing manufacturing, so it won't be just one, so not just depend on one. And I have them do all the work. Basically, I'm going to step back and just use the intellectual property and hand it over to them and say, look, here's my research, here's my work. Take this and develop the product, and you call it whatever you want to call these capsules, and then market it. But my guess is we're eventually getting down to where you're not have a bottle of 30, but you have like a packet of 3 capsules or 7. A 3-pack may be all you need per person that you need in order to reduce immunity. And you can test it a few weeks later. You can go do a blood test if you want to know. If you don't, and you just assume you got immunity because the test and the study proved that you have it, well, you can assume you have. If you want to actually do the blood test, it's up to you. What I want to do is when we do the next study, I'm going to make sure that the company that we negotiate with, they will pay the total cost of the capsules and so on. Now, next step, long before you get EDUCAP, you have to take the first line of defense kit to kill the virus and the immune protection, which includes new updates to elagic acid and malignant block. The main problem that's caused by the spike protein genetic stuff is it creates abnormal mitochondrial DNA that incorporates in your mitochondria, and that causes all the problems. Clots, organ dysfunction, cardiomyopathy, neurological degeneration, spongiform changes. All those changes are caused by abnormal mitochondrial DNA. And my nutraceuticals, especially elagic acid and malignant block, will take care of that. So I have the solution now. So it doesn't matter if you're taking the vaccine or not, or you're exposed to the spike proteins and the infotoxins or people who did that. For example, people have dead pets caused by having a pet exposed to the spike proteins and infotoxins for someone who was vaccinated and the pet is exposed to them, and they suddenly get a mitochondriopathy and they die. So it's not without danger that you're living with somebody, husband, wife, or children, that have been vaccinated, or that you're assuming they're not going to be harmful to you when you can be harmed if you don't have the right antioxidants in your body and things to protect your body, you could be in serious trouble. So it's real simple. I have the solutions now. First line defense kit and immune support, period. Now, it's up to you if you decide to want the vaccine. Now, I have discovered that the vaccine does produce some immunoglobulin M. Immunoglobulin M means you're going to be able to recognize the protein on the receptor binding domain of the spike protein. And that's it. It doesn't have a killing capacity of IgG subclass 4, which means, yes, your immune cells can seek and find the virus easier with the vaccines, but it's very minimal because it's only an IgG subclass 4 antibody. It's just a regular antibody that attaches to the section of the virus. It doesn't have a killing capacity, which is IgG subclass 4 for T-cell immunity creating superoxide radical. So we now know that the new strains, which are resistant to ivermectin and are also more lethal, that the new strains of vaccines did not provide hardly any benefit at all. So when people say that it's only the unvaccinated that are in the ICUs, that's just a lie. It's not true. Now, same with all kinds of other medical problems. I provide medical problems and solutions for everything. I had a lady today call me, and she had bradycardia, low heart rate. She's wondering if any of the supplements I gave her would cause bradycardia. Of course not. If you got bradycardia, it means your sinoatrial or atrial ventricular nodes are blocked because you're calcifying. So we need to get her to see a cardiologist. This is where conventional medicine comes in. And she needs a heart, basically a transcatheter study of the hypospadical study of her heart. Obviously, she's got calcification, but I can reverse it with things like full vitamin K2, cardiac peptides, et cetera, to get her heart decalcified from the abnormal calcification of the conduction bundles that delay or cause bradycardia. And I use that with that combination of extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy and my cardiac and vascular peptides in red deer velvet, and I can regrow your conduction pathways while I improve the circulation in your heart and decalcify, which you can show in a high-speed CT scan or a hypospadical study. You can show normalizing of the effect. Now, it means there are some aspects of conventional medicine you have to use along with advanced blood testing. But most doctors don't know what I know. And you can't just do natural medicine without advanced medical decision-making, too. For example, my own little grandson has got a spastic torticollis caused by his mommy being vaccinated in the hospital because of her C-section. And he's got a spastic torticollis because of mitochondria, and I'm sure in his spine are causing muscle spasm. Well, it's easy to take. If his mama takes elagic acid or antioxidants, she won't grow abnormal mitochondria in her breast milk that will affect the little boy's muscle spasm in his back and neck. So you have to have a knowledge of both medicine, toxicology, physiology, and so on, which most doctors don't. Most doctors are dumb as a bag of rocks. They want to make money selling stuff or doing procedures. They don't really want to even tell you that there's an alternative, even though the people like Azar that worked under John Mike Pence lied to us and said, well, we can't use ivermectin when ivermectin definitely reduced the illness in third world countries. My stuff's far more powerful than ivermectin, way more powerful. But yet, in the third world countries where they had it, it dramatically reduced the number of people getting sick and the number of people dying. It's disgusting that Big Pharma got away with this shit, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, here's what I think is going to happen. The information is coming more and more and more, lawsuits with, like, you know, Kennedy's group, I belong to Chantal's defense, and Europeans with their data, and people can't just lie and say it's only the unvaccinated that are dying in hospital. That's a bull-faced lie. Secondly, yes, there's some minor benefits from the vaccine, which is just immunoglobulin M. That's nothing. It's not providing major protection for people, and it's not preventing people from dying in hospital. There are people dying in hospital that have been vaccinated. We know that. Now, there's some, probably some partial immunity there, because it does identify that there, you can identify the antibody or the virus coming in if you have an NGM. But then your T cell immunity has to scramble and go after it. Now, the thing is, when you're upregulating inflammation, you can have inflammation that will cause polyarthritis, dermatitis, all kinds of other problems that develop as a result of the upregulating inflammation. So people have to understand there's an art to this and a science, and you have to have both art and science.
Yes.
And I get really aggravated when these doctors, especially the women doctors, are condemning people who've been vaccinated, you're going to hell and you're going to die. Or the male doctors try to ignore it and say, no, the vaccines are perfectly safe, and you guys are liars when there's a problem. No, that's not the case, okay? The truth is between one extreme and the other. If you take the nutraceuticals we have, you're going to be just fine. But why take them if you're getting so little benefit from the vaccines? If you just took antioxidants and a proper diet, that you wouldn't need to be worried about getting sick. And if you did get sick, you'd develop natural immunity. But are they measuring natural immunity with a proper blood test? Of course not. They're lazy buggers. You know? I can tell somebody exactly what labs to do if you want to measure you have immunity. If you have immunity, why do people have to worry about being vaccinated? Or public exposure, or they want to reduce masks. Why? If you have immunity, why would you need to wear a mask? Right? Because you can't carry the virus, you give it to someone else. So what's the point in you wearing a mask if you already have immunity? All these things violate logic, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And again, it's all just a matter of them trying to get control of us. They just want to lie to us and say, you've got to do this because we're all going to die. We don't get a vaccine, or we don't do this, and we don't put masks on. These are face diapers. They do not stop the virus. In fact, even Fauci knows the little NIOSH N95 mask, you cannot stop the virus. Face diapers of other cloth materials do not stop viral particles weapons with them. As vesicles.
Yeah, that's so true.
So what I'm saying here is we have lying medical pompous bastards like Fauci, who wants to reduce the world population, is working along with people like Bill Gates and so on, and we have a public that basically want to snire at those people who didn't take the vaccine and say, you're the problem. No, the problem is even you vaccinated people aren't protected, and you're arrogant about it because you're stupid enough to take the vaccines without proper protection. That's what's going on.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, we're going to come back here. I want you to repeat this, okay? You just heard what I said there. I'm going to repeat my statement here. I predict that this summer the government will not be able to spend money because of the way the budgetary thing works. They don't have money to actually spend and waste on anything. Number two, there'll be massive food and water shortages. And number three, they'll start trying to do lockdown again. Number four, they will try to see if they can seize our guns and actually force vaccinate the population. All these things will fail massively, and you're going to see a violent uprising of the public. It'll march down to state capitals and arrest the politicians there. March down to Washington, D.C. with no resistance from the military. And they're going to arrest Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This is going to get very ugly because the public cannot tolerate this any longer because they're now chewing at their ways at their rights to the point we can't get decent water, we can't get food or any kind of thing. And even the checks they cut are not going to be sufficient to actually allow people to actually live in their homes because they're getting kicked out now. So my guess is we're end of the road now. And the end of the road is going to be either September, August or September, but it's close. The end of the road is that they won't even have the ability to write checks, to actually write checks off so they can keep people being written off like blacks get a check so they can go and watch Netflix at home and so on. No, that's not going to happen anymore. This game is over, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And next month is next week, Dr. Deagle.
Right.
You and I are aware of that, but perhaps people are thinking, well, it's going to be a little bit longer away, but it's starting next week. And I can't warn people enough. I've been trying to tell people they don't have the luxury of a lot of time to put off some important meetings that they need to hold now because they're not going to be able to hold them once the lockdown goes into place and you're not going to be able to invite people over to your
home. Well, I heard they want to even control text messages and shut down social media and they want to start arresting the Republicans even if they just have a different opinion. All these things that they're talking about, like even the Codex Alimentarius there was one of the senior politicians trying to put in a law that you can't get them unless you have a prescription for high-dose vitamin C. These are going to piss off the public so much that they're going to lose it, especially if they can't get food or supplies.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden they can't buy food and other things, like it's happened already in the shelves in Europe, their shelves are empty. So in other words, we're dealing with a situation a few weeks ahead where Europe basically has hit the wall, but they don't have guns. They've taken away their guns years ago. So they have basically a passive public who can't fight back. Not the case here. What I expect to happen is in various states, like in Michigan, they're going to go down and arrest Whitmer and others. In states like California, they're going to have the election, and hopefully we'll get a Republican in here like Cox and remove the maniac, useless. I call him Gavin Useless. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we don't do it, by the way, we deserve everything we got. We deserve annihilation. If we continue to put up with this crap, We deserve to be annihilated, okay? That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, even in the even right now in Europe, where, as you pointed out, they no longer have guns, and they haven't for quite some decades, they are holding large, massive rallies of protest. They're going up against police with water guns and pellets and everything else,
right,
and tear gas. But the people are courageous enough to demonstrate.
Yeah, but, you know, the police are not one way. I mean, people can start getting weapons, too, and, you know, the police are not going to be stupid enough to eventually assault the public to the point where they're going to start dying, too. You know, the police think it's a one-way deal. They're just going to abuse the hell out of us and get away with it. No. At some point, they're going to start losing people, and that's not going to be funny. I don't want to see that happen. We have Americans killing Americans because we can't get our act together that we need to be one people under God.
Yes. Yes, we
do. And it's very sad to see this kind of thing happening because the Democrats don't want, you know, they want chaos. That's why they've got craziness going on in state places like Oregon, where they falsely accuse people of crimes. On the other hand, let criminals out there to rob and steal and go back on a bus and grab all their shoplifting they did and just take off and sell it to somebody elsewhere. It's the same thing that we've seen going on. Criminals are walking, and the regular citizens are being harassed because of what we say. We won't vaccinate. We won't do this or that. Not going to happen, people. The end of the road, as far as I'm concerned, the Democratic Party should be outlawed. It should not be allowed anymore.
No. Los Angeles, New York City, and Chicago are probably the three largest and most repressive cities with a totalitarian type of government. The states of California and New York are also very repressive state governments. And
right,
top on that, we have the federal government right now. So those of us who live in Southern California are experiencing more tyranny than most people throughout the rest of the nation. But even the people in Los Angeles City can wake up and realize that everything they're being told on the news media, television, is a pack of lies. But
right,
very few people want to wake up to reality.
Well, no, they're going to wake up. It's called a talk-up test. You see, my feeling is, it's not our timing. You see, God is the one in control here. When God says, I'm going to let the people start to dehydrate, no water, or they're going to toxic water, they're not going to be able to buy the food they like at the grocery store. And they're not going to be able to go to restaurants because they're going to put more lockdowns back on them. And we're going to come start grabbing your guns, and if you don't submit your guns, you're going to be taken away to a civil detention camp. I think the public is going to finally lose it. They're going to finally say, enough's freaking enough. And my guess is that enough probably sometime in the next 3 months. Sometime in the next 3 months, people are going to completely freaking lose it. Because the government's so out of control now, they're doing war gaming, and they think that we won't resist anymore, so they're just going to do whatever they want to do.
Yes. Well, basically, we're going to have anarchy. But it's going to be righteous anarchy.
Well, I got a new term. Instead of anarchy, it's going to be, it won't be anarchy. It'll be, but how can I say it? It'll be rightarchy. Rightarchy means it's going to return to righteousness. Rightarchy
yeah,
means, here's what I suspect to happen. Citizens will decide to have little local gardens, have self-defense groups. If someone comes down the road with an armed personnel carrier to try to do it, we'll have pipe bombs and blow off their tires. We'll tell the guys to get out of the vehicle. We won't shoot them, but we're going to arrest them and put them in and take them off to the sheriff. If they think they're going to start killing people by doing stuff, then they're going to probably die on people's doorsteps. I don't want to see that. I want to see basically all this neutralized. I want to see citizens, groups along with the military and civilian militia send the sheriff to march down to the Capitol buildings and arrest the politicians who are doing all this stuff to us. This is not, they don't get a right whether to be voted into power to do this kind of stuff to the public. They don't have a right to literally treat us like we're animals in a cage. They don't. And my guess is that time of don'tness is going to happen in the next few months. Now, I don't know exactly when, but I know it's coming around the corner. It's really soon. It's going to happen this year. It won't happen to wait till next year. It'll happen now before Christmas.
Right.
And my guess is when Trump gets back in, he has that personal protection because he's going to be in grave risk of somebody trying to assassinate him or attempt an assassination. Trump, by the way, is a dummy in terms of the vaccines. He wants vaccine glory. He still thinks he's a vaccine king. We did the Warp Speed program, which is stunned, okay, and doesn't get it. And he needs to have a talk with me and other experts like Kennedy and so on that will start smarten him up. Trump will be smartened up one way or the other, because if he continues to push it, he will become the Antichrist. If he continues to push it, he comes into power, Trump will be our Antichrist. That's what I'm saying. Now people go, oh no, you support Trump. I said, yeah, but if he comes back and he still doesn't repent of vaccines after we hit him over every side of the head of saying you can't push these vaccines, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. People will not trust him at all.
Well, we cannot tolerate perpetual massive genocide.
We can't tolerate people lying to us and pretending they're our leaders. If you're a leader, you have to face the truth. Okay, truth is, the public down here in the trenches know what the truth is. And it's my feeling we're going to see that shortly here. And by the way, the next lecture will be in hour number 3. And we'll start about 10 minutes after the hour with Dr. Bill Lawrence. And you can go to my Periscope channel and Twitch and whatever. You'll be able to see it over there in video because it'll be at OBS. What people need to understand is that when people quote things that all the people in the hospital are dying are unvaccinated, that's a lie. When they quote that they have immunity, there's a minimum tiny amount of immunity, but it's not the kind of immunity that gives them real total protection, especially against new strains that are rising much more frequently than before. The vaccines actually make people incubators to make the virus more dangerous, which is happening right now. And what people should realize is that the globals are laughing their head off because the virus, which was relatively mild before, is becoming more serious because we vaccinated people and they're turning the virus into a more deadly weapon.
That's right.
Now, this is not open opinion anymore, people. We have enough data from enough doctors around the world and observations. It's not my freaking opinion, okay? It's facts, okay? So we're going to have a discussion about 10 minutes from now. I'd say around that 10 minutes from now, or maybe a little longer, 14 minutes, with Bill Lawrence. He's got an amazing presentation, anti-aging and peptides. I'm working on some new patents. I'm going to be expanding here shortly about turning the tripeptides into exosomes. Again, we're always moving ahead with new things like the lactic acid malignant block cure for the vaccinopathy. It is a major, major development to protect you. We have it here available right now. We have tons of the product, too. It's also in our Asia stream. So thank you for listening, everybody. Our next big sale comes up this Friday. We call it Natal Day Sale from Friday right through to next weekend on Monday or Tuesday. It's going to be an amazing sale to get you to get on your nutraceuticals, get yourself well, because evil is coming and they're going to starve you out and lock you out if they get away with it. Not going to happen. Back in a moment. John, excellent show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line. NutraMedical.com for the whole
because
family.
Because Jose can't tell exactly
stop
where
aging
or
now.
The
restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill M.D. discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.